This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friday, friends. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Call us right now. Let us know what's on your mind. If you are a first-time caller in this first half hour, you will receive a free gift from us. All right? Might be a MyPillow. Might be a copy of Grassroots, Common Sense Action Agenda for America, or it might be Lunch with Yours Truly. All those gifts are on the table.
Whoa.
Right now.
I don't even get that.
We don't sit still long enough to have lunch, Todd, for crying out loud.
True.
And I, if we have lunch, it's like, okay, I'll bring you up, I'm going to run to this place, should I bring you back a burger? Sure, yeah, go ahead. You know? Pizza burger from
your one chance to get the big boy thing here in Bismarck.
The big boy, yeah,
exactly. Flow through town, yeah.
Todd and I, we're rarely eyeball to eyeball. It's unbelievable, but we will be in the coming days. Not too bad. We've got the event for Schwann's and the Vets coming up, and we have your open house happening right before Thanksgiving. Is that as I recall?
Is that Thanksgiving? Actually, it is going to be on December. I'll get you the date.
See that? You can actually come see Todd and I if you're in and around Bismarck. So, you know, we're doing stuff like that. So, anyway, we don't get a chance to see each other. But if you're a first-time caller, you've never called
us. We get along so well.
Before.
We never see each other.
Tell Daniel this when you call 800-228-0550. That's the number to call. Or 701-258-0550. Just tell him, I am a first-time caller, and you're going to win automatically until the bottom of the hour. Okay, we're doing this for 1.5 hours. So you've thought about calling, you haven't done it. Today's the day. I got a bunch of MyPillows. I got copies of the book Grassroots, which is
if
all
you're
about
a Bismarck caller, I'll even throw in a K-Fire coffee cup for you.
There you go. Citizen activism is what Grassroots is all about. And also one lucky listener that really brings it in the next half hour, really brings it, just bowls us over with their comments. Lunch on me. There you go. We're brought to
you not literally on you.
No, I'll purchase
one. Do we need a bib or what?
Pipers, our fine sponsor today. And coming up on Monday, they are going to be auctioning off some hunting land in Norman County, Minnesota. Does that sound good or what? And then Tuesday, Ward Montreal County has got about 582 acres up for bid. Sheridan County, North Dakota as well on Tuesday. Wednesday, about 160 acres in Stutzman County. We'll be doing that at the Gladstone Inn. Same thing, one parcel 162, another at 200, another at 160 acres, another at 806 acres, and they're staggering all these times. They start at 10 a.m. and go through the day. So check it out at pipers.com. Call them for a catalog so you never miss an auction. Machinery auctions, land auctions, 877-700-4099. All right, let's see here. Tom in Fargo, are you a first-time caller?
I am.
All right, Kevin, if you could spin the wheel when we're done, we'll find out what he wins here. But what's on your mind, Tom?
I just have an over-under question for you. Out of the 535 approximate legislators in Washington, how many of their heads are going to explode in January of 2025 when Donald Jr. is inaugurated?
Wow, there you go.
You know, I have seen that guy at work, and I'm telling you, he has quite the brain. He's more politically inclined than his dad. He's got a very smart political mind, where his dad, I think, is just a business guy. He's not a political guy. He's not driven by politics, and if we do this, we'll win that. He just wants to get stuff done. Donald Trump, senior.
Yeah,
but yeah. Junior is more of a political
exactly.
guy. Yeah. Well,
he was raised, right?
He was. So you're thinking 2025. What about Mike Pence? What happens to him?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't think he's as tough as he needs to be for, you know, where we're at right now. I mean, if we take anything off the throttle right now, we're going to have some problems. So
it'll depend on how much is done. That's for sure. What are you doing? I hear some things in the background. Are you out working?
Yeah, I'm just driving up to Hillsboro right now.
Driving up to Hillsboro. Well, Tom, thank you very much. Do you have the wheel there, Kev? The wheel is.
I got to go grab it out of storage. I'll get it though.
Yeah, maybe some WD-40 too. Wouldn't be a bad idea. Tom, we have a MyPillow for you, okay?
Awesome, yeah. That'd be great.
Hang on a moment so we can get your last name, and we'll put that at the front desk here at 2854 Thunder Road, 2852? 2854. I can't even remember our own address. Right next to Thunder Road. You can't miss us, okay, Tom?
Yeah.
But hang on. Daniel will get your name. We got to have your full name, so we got that right. Halliday, North Dakota. Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, that's Dustin Jerry Mice.
Dustin Jerry Mice, you said?
Mice.
Okay, yeah. What's on your mind, Dustin?
Well, I'm calling in for a first-time free prize or something.
You're a first-time caller? You listen to the program a lot, but you've not called before.
Yeah, I listen to it when I'm trucking.
Well, beautiful. That's wonderful. Are you trucking today?
Yeah, but I might be going down a hill pretty soon.
Oh, in other words, the signal will go away.
Yeah, that happens.
That happens, sure. What's on your mind today?
Oh, none. I'm just calling in.
Any particular issue that has got you concerned today that you're thinking about that's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm just hoping I make a safe trip.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We want you to be safe too, Jerry, so we'll get you off the phone. Hang on, and we'll get the information from you from Daniel there before you go down that hill. By the way, first-time callers, we want you to be a first-time caller, but we want you to, you know, bring something. What's on your mind?
Contribute.
It could be anything. What you want us to talk about on the show, what you think doesn't get talked about enough on the show, what is talked about too much on the show, or just, you know, something you want to get off your chest, you know? So you got to bring something. We're not just giving away stuff to give it away. First-time callers get the priority, though, and Paul in Bismarck is a first-time caller. Go ahead, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling because I am really tired of what the Democrats are doing with President Trump. He has been doing great for our country, and they're trying to impeach him since before he was inaugurated. They're trying to impeach him. And those people do not quit. Something is going through their minds that is crazy, so I don't understand, you know, what they're coming up with all this shit. But they need to follow the right track. I mean, if they see what President Trump is doing, he's doing everything that's helping out our country. Everybody is working. We're down to less than 3% unemployment. And there are more jobs out there for every nationality, whether they're Chinese, Japanese, Russian, Black Americans, Mexicans. Everybody has work, and yet they are all going against them. What is wrong with those people? Why are they so stupid in their heads that they can't get things right?
Answer your own question, Paul, there. What do you think the motive is? What's going on?
Well, I think what the motive is that they don't like Trump just because he's never been a politician and he beat out that silly Hillary Clinton. And she went nuts the evening that she lost. She wouldn't even come out and talk to her own people that are standing out there around her hotel crying and upset that she lost. She sent out one of her helpers, one of her cronies, to come out and talk with the people, and she stayed there for like 2 days before she came out of the building.
Well, imagine you're Hillary Clinton. You have the Obama administration trying to make up fake stories about the opponent of yours. You got a FISA court investigating him. And eavesdropping on his calls, you are doing everything in your power. You've got every lever on the scale that you possibly can, and you still lose. So she just thought, I mean, the woman was in shock. She couldn't believe it. I think you're right, Paul. I think what it is it's a sense of entitlement by Democrats. You have an outsider that's now president. He's less Republican than he is just get stuff done kind of guy, right? He doesn't come at anything from a standpoint of ideology and what I firmly believe. He is a get things done guy. What will make things better? And enough people are resonating with that, that he is as popular as he is. Look at it. So we had Minneapolis last week. We had Louisiana. This week, Texas. I mean, here's a president, more than a year from an election, going to arenas, getting 20,000 people and 30,000 people are outside. That's unheard of in politics. Unheard of.
Exactly.
That many people do not come to see a political candidate or a president over and over and over again. They're freaked out. Their grip on power is gone.
President Trump is going to win. In 2020, he is going to win. And I'm going to be the one of the people out there going door to door to make sure he wins. I've never done that before. But this time, I am.
That's something right there, Paul. That is definitely something. First time ever you're doing that. That's fantastic. Well, hang on a second, Paul. We have, what do we got? Want to spin the wheel, Kev?
Yeah, we can do that. Ready? Right, got, spin the wheel. Hang on. Here we go.
My pillow's on the wheel. We've got Grassroots, the book on the wheel. We got lunch. Lunch on me. Paul, you got yourself a MyPillow. Okay, hang on a second. Daniel's going to get your name.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series Fixed Chamber Round Baler is from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. Make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series Round Balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it, too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Spring Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Feed the Buffalo Hotline is waiting for your calls. You can use that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour, for instance, if you want to get questions in for Senator Cramer ahead of time. If you know somebody that is demonstrating that Be the Buffalo spirit that Oasis Petroleum likes to celebrate, folks that go into the storm just like the Buffalo, 855-200-7234. 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. 20 past the hour. Texter says, lunch on you like you're going to take someone out for lunch. Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Somebody is going to win lunch, and I buy. Should I say it a little differently?
So there is such a thing as a free lunch. Todd was asking, there was no such thing.
But a bib earlier, and I was wondering, too, so I better start saying
well, he's a lunch on you. I mean, you never know. You want to? I don't want you to get all stained of tomato stuff or something.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Texter says, how important is that Kelly Armstrong vote now? It seems as Trump made a fool of all House members that voted with Nancy. Oh, because of the deal yesterday? Yeah, maybe. We're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. Hogan Gidley, Deputy White House Press Secretary, will be here to talk about just the unbelievable amount of misinformation out there. It seems to me what the House Republicans did was just, you know, Nancy Pelosi rushed a vote. She can't rush it on USMCA, but she can rush a vote she believes will embarrass the president. So she rushes that out there, and I think House Republicans just too quickly went along, Kelly included. I really do. It was not wise. Don't play that game. I mean, you could say, well, we don't like the fact that the Kurds were abandoned. Let me ask you this. If the decision was made differently, our 28 troops remained there. They were killed with Turkey coming into Syria. Those 28 body bags are coming now back here, flag-draped coffins. Who do you think is saying, well, the president stayed with the Kurds, so it was the right thing to do? Nobody! Nobody! They're saying Donald Trump screwed up. Our troops were slaughtered because he did what he did. Folks, just look through this a little bit. Take time. Sean, West Fargo, first-time caller, right? Are you first-time caller, Sean?
Yes.
Do I have that right? Okay, good. First-time caller, and first-time callers get a chance to spin the wheel and get a free prize today on the program. What is your question or comment, Sean?
I just wanted to give a shout-out to Governor Burgum for making sure the flags are at half-staff for Elijah Cummings. I know he was a huge anti-Trumper with his impeachment ordeal, but to show respect for a guy who followed his beliefs and all that throughout his life shows a great thing that, you know, we don't have to be partisan. We can be bipartisan and respect people for what they believe in and stand up for, even if we don't agree with it.
Yeah, it's a good point. I whole separate argument, not about Elijah Cummings, but are we getting to the point where the flags are being lowered for too many reasons and in turn then lessening the significance of that? I feel like we are.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I don't think so. And that's warranted. It's a good point. Kevin Cramer, by the way, on his Facebook page got a lot of positives because he had a very nice statement, you know, thoughts and prayers to the Cummings family. And I mean, we have to do that.
He deserves it. I'm not making my statement based on anything politically. I'm just saying it seems like there are so many reasons that we do it now that, you know, it gets to the point where they're at half mast as much as they're at full mast. But I think Sean's point's exactly right. Governor Burgum didn't have to do that, but he went along with others in the country. That
well, just
that.
You know, take the high road, classy response, and then I think about Kathy Griffin holding the.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
spin the wheel.
How dumb is that move?
You know what I'm saying? Just saying it applies to both sides. All right, here we go.
Sean has got a copy of Grassroots. It'll be at our front desk here. Hang on, we're going to get your last name. And Daniel, he's got Grassroots, Common Sense Action Agenda for America. All right, two of those now, two my pillows. Let's see, Mark on Highway 83, first-time caller, Mark?
Nope, I'm not. You don't got to pay me to listen. I love this show.
God bless you.
We do like pulling first-time callers out of the woodwork, though. Once they've done it one time, then they'll call again, so it's kind of fun. We love our family of callers. What's
first
on your mind,
Mark? First thing I got to say, though, is, hey, are you in Bismarck today?
I'm not. I'm in Fargo. I was in Williston yesterday, but I'm back in Fargo.
Tough luck to you, man. It's just beautiful outside.
It's nice here, too, in Fargo, actually. The sun is shining, and
Okay, well, reason I'm calling is, I know I told the screener there, I said snow. I did something yesterday I've never done before, and I probably will never do again. I had shoveled out my driveway and my sidewalks like everybody else when you got that foot of snow here in Bismarck. Well, yesterday, I had a couple piles left in my lawn. It was all bare, I shoveled snow off of my grass back onto my driveway so it would melt. How crazy is that? I want to mow that sucker again, and I got to get rid of that snow.
Oh,
I am putting that on Facebook. That's like easily the quote of the day right there.
Only in North Dakota.
Only in North Dakota
it.
Do you shovel everything off your driveway, you. Only to put it right back on so it melts.
I wanted it to melt today, and sure enough, I got up this morning. Yep, it's all gone.
Well, that and last Tuesday, you had to hurry up and mow before the blizzard hit.
I didn't get it done. Everybody did. My brother did his the night before
either.
And put down the fertilizer. Yeah, great for him, but I didn't get it done. I want to go make a lap again and get the leaves up and cut it, so I want to get that snow out of there.
Great story, Mark. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Ethan in Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. First-time caller, Ethan?
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been trying to keep up with politics and everything that's going on, and it just seems like it's a full-time job. I listen to you guys just about every morning. I try to listen in on Rush and Hannity, you know, as my work allows. But it just seems so difficult because there's so much information out there and everything that's going on. And I find it a struggle, I guess. So I was hoping you had some suggestions for me.
Yeah, you're not alone. And, you know, there's less and less sources you can trust. I kind of liked Axios when it first came out because it was just straight news and it would let you decide. And now they've gone swampish. Now they're you know, and you can't keep your credibility in Washington, D.C., in New York City and, you know, in media if you aren't anti-Republicans, anti-Trump. So, you know, they eventually have to go that way or they don't get invited to cocktail parties anymore. But, you know, trust your gut would be my first suggestion, Ethan. Number one, on what you hear, and we try to at least take the big stories and say, hey, you know, they're saying this, but here's this one. Prime example, I think, this week, and it really made me mad, was Nancy Pelosi. The story everywhere is that Trump kicks her out of a meeting, and he disrespected her and said she was a third-rate politician and everything else. And Hogan Gidley is going to join us in a couple of minutes from the White House outside the door. You know what he says? Wait a minute. She does this every time she comes over. And I go look online and I find all kinds of examples of stories about it. So the media doesn't even recognize that this is her game. She comes in, tries to take control of the meeting. She purposely walks out. It's a stunt. She wants to go to the cameras and act outraged. And it works. The media sucks it in. But what are you supposed to believe?
And the president posts the picture and then she uses that as her Twitter cover photo.
It's crazy. It really is. This is actually a longer topic, Ethan, so I think what we better do, spin the wheel to be sure. I think Ethan and Kildare is going to get... Yep, there it comes. It says lunch on me at Nana Lil's in Kildare. Ethan, you been there before?
Nice.
Yeah.
I am. My wife likes to go there.
Yeah, well, you can bring her along, and we'll have a conversation about following politics, okay? Hang on a sec.
Sounds great, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ethan. Appreciate the call, and... Daniel's going to get your number so I can line it up next time I'm through Kildare, and we'll do lunch. We'll do lunch where they tell me it's the best burger on earth, Nana Lil's in Kildare. I've still got to find that out, but I'm going to. More coming up, folks.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking Karen George.
It's not every day somebody buys a house, and buying a house is a big deal and a big decision. And when you can help someone who came from nothing, who didn't have great credit, and now they've got great jobs and they're making great money, and you can help them see that, look, you could actually have the American dream. You could own a home. That's a big deal. You know, that's a big deal. And it's so good to be part of that.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
In today's crowded higher education field, there's one university whose quality and personal care stands out from the crowd. The University of Mary. The University of Mary offers truly affordable, flexible adult education because your success is our priority. Here, you matter, and we're with you every step of the way to make sure you succeed. Choose a university community that cares about you as a student for life. Discover the university that cares at online.umary.edu/discover more.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday. Turkey agreeing to a 5-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. on strike for over a month now. GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware. If you're looking for a few simple ways to decorate for the spooky fall season, natural decorations can really set the mood. Consider sprucing up your walkway or front porch with some bales of straw or a few stalks of corn to create an inviting fall scene. Finish it off with some LED orange lights, and the trick-or-treaters will come a-knocking. For more information, go to HouseSmartsRadio.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's 95th birthday, and we're throwing a party. That's right. Head to your local Ace this Saturday from 11 to 2 for free cake, grilling demos, and great deals. Like free assembly and delivery on grills $3.99 and up for Ace Rewards members. Plus, get $7 off each gallon of our top paint brands like Valspar and Clark and Kensington when you buy two or more. Don't miss the Ace 95th birthday event this Saturday from 11 to 2. Limit 4 paint gallons. Valid at participating stores through October 28th. See store for details.
Tag on it for $89.99, and you say, you know what, you want it, take it for $29.99. Is that a good deal? I think so. I do. $89.99 for the body pillow, now $29.99. This is exactly what our friend Mike Lindell wanted us to do for my pillow. It's an amazing company, and Mike Lindell, our friend, the inventor and the CEO, said, let's give back to your listeners. They've been so loyal to us, so they put this big bucket full of specials together, my pillows and mattress toppers and bed sheets and more. A body pillow, $89.99. Promo code Scott is only $29.99. You click on the radio listener specials, and then you'll see all the specials. You use the promo code Scott and check out, and you get all those discounts. 60-day money-back guarantee still there. 10-year warranty still there. Just go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and save up to 50% off, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028 for these great specials. From My Pillow, one of our fine sponsors on the program. We have Hogan Gidley, Deputy Press Secretary from the White House, joining us shortly here. While we're waiting for Hogan, I have an email. Might need the help of our listeners to decide whether or not to participate in this. It says, I am a Danish journalist based here in the U.S. covering U.S. politics for Danish and European national television. Translation? Liberal. Together with my colleague, our U.S. correspondent, we travel all over the states to produce stories for our evening newscast at TV2 Denmark. We're in the middle of finding the perfect location to produce a story about what Trump voters and supporters think of the whole impeachment case. Whole spelled H-O-L-E. I might not be the perfect speller. I'm not sure I'd get W-H-O-L-E and H-O-L-E mixed up. You know what I'm saying? Could be the whole voice to text thing. Who knows? I saw that Trump won your state with 63%, and the choice fell upon the state. In other words, they want to come here. I was thinking it could be a very great idea to visit your local radio station. And if you have the time this Monday and want to participate, we would love to be part of a segment where your listeners could call in and tell us about their thoughts about the whole impeachment case. H-O-L-E, impeachment case. We would be filming the whole thing, H-O-L-E, from the studio, if you're okay with it. Our U.S. correspondent is quite famous in Denmark. Well, they're a big deal in Denmark, guys. I don't know. Think about this. Don't just dismiss this out of hand. Our U.S. correspondent is quite famous in Denmark, so he was hoping that he could be part of interviewing some of the callers with his questions together with your radio host. Ah, they want to take over the show because he's kind of a big deal in Denmark.
My Dutch is pretty good.
Is it?
It's happening.
I'm flying back to New York from San Diego now. We just did a story with the U.S. Border Patrol, but let me know if I could call as soon as I land so we can talk more about the story. Best. Selena Danielson, journalist, TV2 Denmark. So you text me and tell me whether or not you think we ought to let the Denmark TV folks in to talk to the state of North Dakota, which, by the way, has the second highest approval rating for Donald Trump and the second highest vote total in the last election for President Donald Trump, to come find out. Maybe do them some good and others in fake news like them. I mean, they're from Europe, so their head's going to explode when they hear what North Dakotans have to say about this. But you text me and tell me if we should let them in. I don't know about this famous Denmark reporter that wants in on our questioning. I don't know about that. Tell me, 701-367-2054, without any further ado, let's go to the White House and the Deputy Press Secretary for President Donald Trump, Hogan Gidley, back with us on What's on Your Mind. Hello, Hogan. How are you?
I'm doing really well. A little flat this morning, I got to be honest. Went with the president to Dallas last night. He's already up and functioning, and we all came in around 2 in the morning and with an incredible event, an outstanding rally, a packed house. And my ears are still ringing from how many times they cheered through his speech. But the fact is, I'm at work, and I'm ready to go.
Well, you could be forgiven for being a little flat after this week. Holy buckets! That was the one for the ages, wasn't it?
This week was a long month. That's what we like to say. That's what we like to say here. I saw some people on Twitter yesterday saying just today, and they listed like the news items of the day, and there were 10 or 12 just solid news items. And I remember, you know, we were talking kind of late in the day, and someone made the comment that it was so sad that in all of this, that someone that was kind of glossed over by so much that was going on in the news was Congressman Cummings, who had just passed away. And I said, no, I said, that was so horrific. And I said, you know, they had political differences, of course, but you got to pray for their families and be with them. And the person I was talking to said, yeah. And I said, but that's correct. That was actually yesterday. And he goes, no, I think it was this morning. And I had to go back and look, because when the president made the tweet and we lowered the flags and in honor of Congressman Cummings' service, it had moved so fast that we had forgotten all that we had done in just one day and all that had gone on. That's just kind of how it is here. It's just a nonstop torrential downpour of news. Most of the time, even though the press won't cover it, it's good news.
And, you know, he had a fighter spirit, certainly. But he had a kind soul about him that was really pretty just calming, you know, when he would excerpts of some of his more famous comments were played, you know, after his passing. And I was struck of how just absolutely absent any of what he talked about is in the nation's capital right now or in our political environment. I mean, there's not a lot of kind, is there?
That's very true. The rancor's been ratcheted up for a long time. It's been going on, I think, for decades, quite frankly. And I think, you know, there are various reasons for that I don't want to really delve into, I think, on this show. But still, you know, we're, despite all the incoming that we get and 95% negative news coverage and all the attacks, you know, we keep moving forward for the American people. I think that's important. And when Democrats, you know, in Congress takes their nice little 6-week vacation in the summer and then come back for about 5 days and go away for another 2 weeks. I mean, they did work here for 3 days or so. So they need to make sure they get out for another 2 weeks. They come back into town, and we're not talking about USMCA and helping our farmers, or we're not talking about infrastructure, lowering drug prices, closing our southern border, protecting those in the smuggling ring, whether it be drugs or children, human trafficking. We're not talking about any of that. No, we're going to talk about impeachment, trying to go after a president who has done nothing wrong. And the sad part is the Democrats know it, and even sadder still, it doesn't hurt Donald Trump. It hurts the American people who put those congressmen and women in place to try and accomplish something on their behalf. And instead, they're doing nothing but playing politics and, quite frankly, destroying the Constitution in the process, not giving him the due process that you would give to anyone who got pulled over for a traffic ticket. Every American deserves due process, and they're holding these meetings in secret. They're not allowing any White House counsel in there. They're not allowing any cross-examination, any other witnesses, any paperwork, documents, none of that. No, they're going to do it in secret and then release and leak just the pieces of it, just fractions of the comments, just to try and to push forth their negative, nasty agenda.
Axios today is reporting theory that the administration is testing a novel strategy for dealing with controversy and possible illegalities. Pretend you have nothing to hide by blurting it out loud. what is this about?
Well, again, the president's done nothing wrong. He's done nothing illegal. Democrats just want to try and take every word he says and turn it into some catastrophe. But, you know, I have to tell you, it's kind of like Chicken Little. You can't tell me the sky is going to fall every day and then not fall. Sooner or later, you have to have the goods on somebody. And Democrats lied about collusion for 2.5 years. They lied about Kavanaugh. They lied about a cover-up after that. They lied about a whistle because we released the transcript to the American people. We didn't cover anything up. They lied about the whistleblower when they said they didn't know who it was, but instead they've been working with Adam Schiff and his staff the whole time. And what's interesting there is Adam Schiff's been one of the ones out front lying the most. It's not just the complicit and compliant media that does the bidding of the Democrats, but Adam Schiff literally went to a congressional hearing and lied to the members of Congress and lied to the American people when he took his own deranged and demented words and tried to pass them off as the president. And one more thing I have to say, if that transcript between President Zelensky and President Trump was so damning, then he would have just read the transcript. It wasn't. So he had to make something up instead.
Well, that's sort of what's going on with this Mick Mulvaney, quote-unquote, controversy from yesterday, too. They really have invented what they believe the transcript says, and if you read the transcript, none of what they add to it is actually there. You know, it's always things they're saying, well, it was for, you know, they said to investigate Biden. Well, that's not in here. Clearly they meant, you know, that if you don't do this, you won't get the money. Well, that's not in there. I never cease to be amazed at what they're trying to get to. I think we know why. It's called 20,000 people inside American Airlines Arena in Dallas, Texas last night, and 30,000 outside. And 20,000 at Target Center in Minneapolis the week before, and, 30,000 outside. I mean, look, everything they're trying isn't working. I mean, the president's base is expanding, is it not, Hogan?
It sure seems that way, and because his policies have actually lifted all Americans. They're not targeted to one group or another. Now, we've done many EOs and other things that have affected one community over another, but it, in essence, works to raise all of the boats. And when you have African American and Asian American, Hispanic American, unemployment at record lows, women are being employed now at numbers we've not seen in decades. Wages are going up for the first time in 30 years. The median income has gone up $5,000 in just 2 years. I think under Obama, it may have been 1,008, and under Bush, it was just a couple of hundred over 8 years. He's done it in 2.5. I mean, the speed at which Donald Trump moves is jaw-dropping, and we've often said in the White House, I was telling someone yesterday, this job requires the physicality of youth, but the mentality of wisdom and age. The problem is they don't really meet too well because it's just so much going on, but the president somehow gets 3, 4, maybe 5 hours on a good night of sleep, and I'm getting texts or seeing tweets at 11:30 at night and then again at 5 in the morning. I mean, he's working for the American people all day, every day. And these Democrats, they better wake up and smell what they're shoveling, because I got to tell you, the American people are sitting at home going, how does any of this nonsense that you guys are pushing on us actually help our families, actually help our situation? And the answer is it doesn't. The American people are starting to see that with the debates and other things, but they're not talking about all the successes of this president because they don't want to admit that they've been lying to the American people for decades, that their policies would somehow make them better. And they haven't. The Donald Trumps have.
Thanks for your sacrifice. Our best wishes to the president. As always, look forward to seeing him again soon. Hogan, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Hogan Gidley, Deputy Press Secretary from the White House, after a 2 a.m. arrival from Dallas. They don't stop, folks, for you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time went really quick with Hogan Gidley. I did want to ask him about his comments related to Nancy Pelosi storming out of the meeting. I mentioned earlier that, you know, he was there and saw what happened, but also said this has happened several times before. So I have a clip of it from Bill Hemmer yesterday on Fox News. I'll play that before too long here because I wanted you to hear that because it's just very different than everything you hear in the media, as usual. So we'll have that coming up. Just good guy. Did you find the wall clip from the rally last night?
Still looking. Okay, no, right. I haven't found it yet.
Kev's looking for the wall clip. We'll play that for Senator Kramer coming up in the Talk Radio Town Hall. The Dane vote is not going well. People are not real thrilled with having the Danes participate in the show. I kind of think it'd be fun. I'm you know, tally's still out. But we're brought to you today in part by our friends at Schweitzer's. That's right, Schweitzer's. They're the ones that have that Wagyu and Angus beef. They have the best jerky ever made from beef raised right here in western North Dakota. They have the meat sticks, the country-style sausage, and also the pre-made burger patties, assorted seasonings, liver sausage, head cheese on sale, buck off a pound right now. And get your venison this year and get your venison back. This year, get it to the folks at Schweitzer's. All right? Because they guarantee you're going to have, you bring the deer there, you're going to get your venison back. They're on South Washington at Bismarck, 625 South Washington, right next to Runnings in front of Dan's there off South Washington. Stop in, tell them Scott Todd sent you, and you got yourself a great deal. The one and only Jim the Flagpole guy is here, Mr. Light on Liberty himself, who is doing more to fly the colors across North Dakota than anybody we know. Hello, sir. How are you?
Scott, I'm great. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Crazy week, but, you know, that's the world we're in right now. Pretty crazy.
Well, I've never seen American Patriot storm off and throw tizzy fits about anything. We always have adult conversations, and if there's ever any questions or issues, we always work through them. And, you know, last week, I actually just got back last night from our hunt, Scott, and I'd just like to say a special thank you to Lockie U Outfitters, who took great care of us. And we got to hike. We actually packed in 5 miles in the middle of a nowhere land. It's like probably 30 miles from the smallest town in Idaho. And I got me a bull, Scott. It was 5x5. It was a great American experience. I've never done it before. And anybody wants a great hunt, please, Lockie U Outfitters. And they're right here out of Williston, actually, and in Idaho-born gentlemen, and there's the experience. So, Scott, I'm back, and we're putting in things all together here. We're kind of overwhelmed with many questions and people inquiring about flagpoles. Anybody listening to me, waiting on me, I'm here, and we'll get with you soon. I also had a call from my manufacturer, Cody, with Concord American Flagpole. He called just to touch base and say thank you for all that we've done here in the Great Plains of North Dakota and all of the flagpoles that we've installed so far. And he said we're in the top 10 in America for sales.
Holy buckets, you're kidding me.
Three years, he says he's never seen anybody move so quickly and
So folks understand this. This is somebody who manufactures and distributes flagpoles wholesale to people that put them up all over the country. And they're saying already, Jim the Flagpole guy, you know, just at this a couple of years with the inspiration of this audience, top 10 in the country. That's phenomenal.
Really humbling, Scott. Really humbling.
That's awesome.
You know, you have that type of growth, and you have one guy and trying to build a team and everything. You don't get it all right all the time. But we just do our best, and we try and make it right with everybody and leave no unsatisfied customer. And we're going to finish this year out strong. On Monday, we take off. We're coming your way, Scott, to Fargo. We've got a couple installs before we get there. Thank you to OK Tire in Fargo. They've been patiently waiting on me and a couple others. It's just been great, Scott. I don't really know what to say besides I'm overwhelmed with gratitude and just in love with this country and in love with the people. And you're a step above anybody that's ever existed on this earth. This all afforded by our U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Something else. It's something else. By the way, 701-571-FLAG, the number you call this gentleman. And get on the docket. Doesn't get done this year. It'll get done next year. But you want to be on that schedule. ndflagpoleguy.com to do some browsing. Replace those flags. I got pros that take care of that for you. I cringe every time I see a flag that's you know, flapping and in a little state of disrepair. Because there's help for that. It's called ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG. You have a great day, my man.
You too, Scott. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America.
Take care. texter says, anyone who spends any time at all looking at this impeachment circus can see through the Democratic agenda. They've gone so far down this road, they can't stop. They're like lemmings running into the ocean. Another texter says, I heard you say Mike Lindell is going to be in Bismarck this weekend. What event is he going to be at? I'd love to meet him. He's at the Team Challenge Banquet tonight. I'd love to be there. We just couldn't do it. But that Team Challenge Banquet tonight, and then at several events at New Song Church. Senator Kramer will be able to tell us a little bit about that coming up. Get your calls, questions, or comments in from him coming up next.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.